When my children were babies, I bathed them in the tub with me. Cradling the back of the tiny head in the palm of my hand, I would glide them along the surface of the water as if they were doing the backstroke. Their eyes were wide and watchful. Their arms and legs drifted free, held up by the movement of the water and by the strength of my hand. When my oldest child, Matt, was born, Bruce Springsteen's Tunnel of Love record had just been released. In fact, my re-entry moment from the world of blood and water, childbirth and milk glands, back into adult interaction and creativity was the week after Matt's birth, when his father, Gary, brought home Tunnel of Love. Matt and I listened to it start to finish. One song in particular haunted me. It told the story of a woman who waded into the river with her child and put him under the water. I never bathed a baby again without remembering that song. When you're responsible for a child, you have such power over them, and humans are capable of such extremes, of cherishing and destroying. I'm fairly sure it would take all the fingers on both my hands and more to number the friends I've known who were acted upon in a cruel way by an adult they trusted, either because of alcohol or ignorance or history repeating itself. I've tried to tell some of their stories through songs and poems in hopes that if light were brought into that deep darkness, we could see each other's faces, see the scars for what they are, and find a way out of the cycle. A few months after I recorded and released the song Ask Me, I received a letter in the mail from a man who was a father. He had been bathing one of his children the night before while my music was playing in the next room. Unconsciously, he had been slowly moving toward the behavior that had been done to him as a boy. But this particular night, with his own child in the bath and Ask Me playing in the background, the man recognized his wounded behavior in the way he touched his son. He wrote to tell me that he wept on the bathroom floor and vowed to get help. Ask Me. I see her as a little girl hiding in her room. She takes another bath, and she sprays her mama's perfume to try to wipe away the scent he left behind. But it haunts her mind. You see, she's his little rag, nothing more than just a waif, and he's mopping up his need. She is tired and afraid. Maybe she'll find a way through these awful years to disappear. Ask me if I think there's a God up in the heavens? Where did he go in the middle of her shame? Ask me if I think there's a God up in the heavens. I see no mercy, and no one down here's naming names. Nobody's naming names. Now she's looking in the mirror at a lovely woman face. No more frightened little girl, like she's gone without a trace. Still she leaves the light burning in the hall. It's hard to sleep at all. Till she crawls up in her bed, acting quiet as a mouse. Deep inside she's listening for a creaking in the house. But no one's left to harm her. She's finally safe and sound. There's a peace she's found. Ask her how she knows there's a God up in the heavens. Where did he go in the middle of her shame? Ask her how she knows there's a God up in the heavens. She said his mercy is bringing her life again. She's coming to life again. He's in the middle of her pain, in the middle of her shame. Mercy brings life. He's in the middle. Mercy in the middle. Ask me how I know there's a God up in the heavens. Where did he go in the middle of her shame? Ask me how I know there's a God up in the heavens. She said his mercy is bringing her life again. She's coming to life again. On our last morning there, I took a walk by myself down the southern stretch of beach. The ocean had eaten away so much of the sand that there was no way to get around any of the old condominiums without swimming. But the day was too gray and too cold to attempt such a feat. I walked where I could, just the short distance leading up to the wall of an old building that stuck out into the surf. This was the only walkable piece of my old treasure hunting ground. The sand was coarse and dirty, not fine and delicate. There were no tide pools, just crudely crushed shells left in gray, lumpy mounds. Barefoot, I had to pick my way over the crunchy gravel-like surface. What happened to this place? Doesn't anything stay the same? It didn't take long to reach the retaining wall, and then it was time to turn back. Back to what? You can't go back. You can't go back to an old beach. You can't go back in time. You can't go back to innocence. You can't go back anywhere, can you? Life keeps chugging and churning. Left in the wake, I felt like one of those shards of old shell. Unrecognizable, uncomfortable, ugly. What I wanted was to be whole. I wanted my children not to be broken. I wanted us not to feel like these shells. I even said that out loud to the biting wind. Is there any hope of feeling whole again after life has left you churned up? At that very moment, I looked down and saw, just in front of my toes, one perfectly whole, delicate sand dollar, the size of a nickel. I was amazed. Out of habit, I'd kept my eye on the ground as I'd been walking, but up till now, hadn't seen even a piece of a shell any bigger than a matchstick head. As I bent to pick up the sand dollar, I caught sight of a miniature whelk, a rare treasure to find even when I was a kid. Immediately beyond that shell was a prince's slipper. I'd collected hundreds on my walks years ago. And then I saw a turkey wing, and then a sunset shell, and finally, the rarest of all, a tiger's paw still connected to its other half. I'd never seen one like that, not ever before. I could not believe that in two or three steps, I'd found the kind of specimens that AJ and I would have considered the best of the best. I could picture her standing up tall and stretching the kinks out of her back as she lifted her smiling face to the clear sunset skies, holding the treasures up in the air. I wrapped those shells in a tissue and later put them in a little cardboard box and wrote in marker on the cover, "Do not throw away." Almost a decade later, when my parents decided to sell the beach place, someone found that taped-up box in the corner of a closet and returned it to me. I rarely see a shell that I'm not reminded of summer afternoons with AJ and of the hope I found on the beach. All right. Looking out to the hills, to the setting sun, I feel a cold wind bound to come. Another change, another end I cannot see. But your faithfulness to me is making it all right. I fall down on my knees. Tell me that it's all right. You give me what I need. Years of knocking on heaven's door have taught me this, if nothing more, that it's all right, what may come. I've heard it said when the river's running high, you get to higher ground or you die. Well, muddy waves of pain washed over me, and it only made me see it's gonna be all right. I fall down on my knees. Tell me that it's all right. You give me what I need. Years of knocking on heaven's door have taught me this, if nothing more, that it's all right what may come. When will I learn there are no guarantees? What strengthens hope my eyes have never seen? But it won't be long till the faith will be sight, and the heavens will say, it's all right, whatever comes. On Aging. I wrote the first half of this poem with my former husband, Gary Chapman, at the request of my mother. I finished it 20 years later with some first-hand experience. It occurred to me this morning as I washed this face of mine, how quickly come the changes with a little passing time. A wrinkle here, a hair turned gray, a not so lilting step. I see me growing older, but I don't quite feel it yet. At times I nearly feel my age. At others I'm 16. So full am I of all the thoughts and feelings in between. Who would have thought the road of life would twist and turn so much? The journey makes me strong and weak and tender to the touch. And so this day I face the choice that I have faced each day. Will I be open, teachable, unafraid of change? Yes, I will embrace this moment, forgive my past mistakes, and remember that just showing up is sometimes all it takes. I'll seek the kind of beauty that time cannot erase, wisdom and experience resting on my face.